This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Martinez live.
Science and logic do their best to tell me how, but they fail at telling me why. I need someone bigger, someone that loves me, to talk to me. Let's go. Let love explode and bring the dead to life. I love so bold to see a revolution. Somehow, my hands are ready. My feet are ready. My heart is ready. Let's go. Let love explode and bring the dead to life. I love so bold to see a revolution. Somehow, now I'm lost in your freedom, and this world I'll overcome. My God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. Let hope arise and make the darkness hide.
Hallelujah.
My faith is dead. I need a resurrection somehow. But I'm lost in your freedom. And this world I'll overcome. My God's not dead. Surely alive, he's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive, he's living on the inside, roaring like a lion.
Roaring, roaring,
he's roaring,
roaring, roaring like a lion.
Yeah,
roaring, he's roaring.
And the fire falls. Father, come shake the ground.
Shake the ground with the sound
of revival.
Say
it one more time. We need your fire. Cause our hearts are cold.
Come shake the
ground. We need you now. Sing it one more time. If we ever needed you before.
Great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb forevermore.
Bill Martinez live.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the crossroads of faith and culture. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. Adam Davis joins us now, former police officer, as well as a husband, father, small business owner, speaker, and writer, author of Amazon's bestseller, Spirit and Truth 52, Encouraging Messages for America's Law Enforcement, and a contributor for Entrepreneur Magazine and the Huffington Post. Adam, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about, all the brothers in blue, police officers. You were obviously, as a former police officer yourself, you knew that your fellow brothers in blue needed, some armor going out every day, putting their lives on the line. Fortunately, there is a small percentage, for people that look at percentages of officers who give the ultimate sacrifice, but nonetheless, every day they go out to protect us, and as protectors, they're our first line of defense in many ways, are they not?
Oh, absolutely, Bill. They are our first line of defense here at home, in all of our communities, and 99% of the things they deal with, we never know about, because they deal with it. They carry that burden, and we can thank them for much of the peace we experience here in our communities.
Mm-hmm. Well, in a lot of ways, we take them for granted because so few are going to enter into this job. I mean, it is a unique breed of human being that says, hey, I am going to be the sheepdog. I'm going to go out there and protect my neighborhoods. These are unique individuals, unlike what we have seen demonstrated maybe in Florida. But in most cases, when danger raises its head, they're the first ones to run right straight to danger while everybody is running away.
They do it. They do it time after time, day after day. And that raises some issues. How do we process that? How do we deal with that? Mm-hmm. How are we going to handle that with years of layers of issues and seeing horrible things, dealing with trauma and PTSD, post-traumatic stress is a very real issue in law enforcement. It's a silent suffering. You can't talk about it. It's kind of taboo. We don't talk about things that are wrong with us or things we're battling. We're not supposed to talk about those things, and that's some of the reasons why I'm committed to writing a faith-based devotions for law enforcement, because I know what it's like to be in that position. Mm-hmm. And I've seen the results of God's word and how it affects my life.
Yeah, let's talk more about that, because this is the motivator. This is what you have realized. This is empirical evidence for you. You would not have been the same officer or the same father, husband, that you are today without the Word of God, would you?
Oh, absolutely, Bill. There's no doubt in my mind. I was, you know, and I've shared my story numerous times that I was, you know, I'd entertained thoughts of taking my own life. I was at the bottom of a barrel and end of a rope, whatever you want to call it, but I felt like there was absolutely no resource. There was no hope. There was no solutions. You know, it's a zero defect profession. You can't mess up. There's no room for error. Okay.
Right.
Because if you do mess up, you're going to be criticizing, from multiple angles. And, you know, there's more people that are willing to criticize you than there are people willing to help you, it seems at times, but that's not the case. You know, we've got all the armor on the outside. We've got all the gear on the outside. We've got all the tools to help us do the job. But how do we deal with the stuff that we take on one shift after another, one year
exactly.
after another, time after time? And, you know, and I tried to deal with that on my own with alcohol. I tried to deal with that on my own through being very cynical and hard-hearted, and almost lost my family. And it's by the grace of God that I'm sitting here today with you by His mercy. And I'm thankful that He never gave up on me. And, you know, when you talk to men and women that have dealt with horrible things and thoughts of suicide or post-traumatic stress and all these things, that many of them have talked about how they relied on their faith to get them through that dark time.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to go through a dark time. You know,
right.
It's okay to deal with that, regardless of what your administration or people may say. They may ostracize you. They may want to run you off from your job. But at the end of the day, about 34%, well, there's varying numbers between 20 and 34% of law enforcement officers of the 900,000 are showing symptoms of post-traumatic stress, and suicides in law enforcement outnumber those that are violently killed or assaulted that cause death in the line of duty. Suicides take more lives in law enforcement than a criminal takes their lives or a vehicle accident or whatever. I mean, it's mind blowing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got some men and women out there. Randy Sutton's one of them.
Yes.
Colonel Grossman's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're shaking the cages. We're trying to make the noise and say, this needs to be paid attention to, and it needs attention now.
Yeah.
It needs attention right now. And, it can't be a budgetary issue. It can't be an issue we're afraid to or ashamed to address. We've got to head this off right now. And,
It's a systemic issue that requires a systemic resolution here. As you say, maybe all from that, you know, spirit as kids, you know, you grow up, big boys don't cry and all this stuff. And now here you are, you're in law enforcement. And I mean, you're the biggest boy on the block and you can't have feelings. But how can you not be affected by the world in which you live and work? And unfortunately, in many cases, too many cases, officers see the worst of the worst. I mean, they're the ones that are confronting evil. They're the ones that are dealing with, you know, domestic abuse that goes on, that they're called into those situations. And we know that a high percentage of those, you know, cases, I mean, just what a law officer loves to hear is we've got a domestic problem that you need to go and be the point man on, and you better be immediately on guard. And, you know, because many times a gun is involved, somebody gets shot, somebody dies as a result of domestic abuse. And that's only one of every, you know, of so many incidences that can occur in the everyday life of a police officer, is it not?
That's right. Yeah, no, absolutely. And there needs to be a daily tool, something that they can go to on a regular basis that kind of guides them through, strengthens them, kind of reinforces their faith in Christ. And, because, you know, how can they effectively continue to deal with domestic issues when they've got domestic issues at home because they're silently suffering from all these different things that if they were to go and talk about to their, you know, to their agency, they're more than likely going to be fired or
exactly.
Or they're going to lose their job and their pay, and that just creates compounding issues. So the core of it all for me was addressing the spirit man. And addressing the spirit man through the word. And that's kind of where it went to me.
Our guest is Adam Davis. We're talking about his new book, Behind the Badge, 365 Daily Devotions for Law Enforcement. More with Adam on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, yeah, that Constitution thing just gets in the way of what, you know, I want to do. And, of course, the big problem that we run into here in our own human condition is that age-old problem. We begin to see things according to our own eyes. It's pretty crazy, doesn't it? I mean, the risk we run into that in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and in this era of you know, fake news and information age that we live in, when anybody can just put any bit of kind of information, regardless of any kind of connectivity with responsibility, it's just out there. We require filters. We require knowing what we know and believing what it is that we really believe. Otherwise, we are going to be caught up in the wave of influence that the Bible warns us about. Adam Davis continues with us. He's a former police officer, as I mentioned, as well as a husband, father, small business owner, speaker, and writer. We're talking about his new book, Behind the Badge, 365 Daily Devotions for Law Enforcement. Earlier, we were talking about the situations, the daily conditions that law enforcement endure. And we kind of take that for granted. I mean, unless you're a police officer, you know, they protect us. And we like what they do for us, and, you know, and so much of what they experience on a day-to-day basis, we don't, but they deal with directly. I mean, to the point that 75% of law enforcement officers are divorced. Think about that. 3 out of 4 law enforcement officers are divorced. 30% deal with alcohol abuse. Suicide, as Adam had said earlier, number one cause of death and law enforcement, more than dealing with criminals and evil, it is suicide. So you can only imagine the kind of pressure that they must be enduring. And this is Adam's motivation for this 365 daily devotion for law enforcement, that they would be warriored up, that they would be well protected. And it would behoove us as citizens to pray for law enforcement on a daily basis. Give them a few moments. Pray for our, you know, for the officers that protect and serve our communities. And meanwhile, for officers themselves, Adam, you have blessed them with this book and to fortify and to, you know, the Bible tells us to put on the full armor of God. And this helps them remember. I mean, they're in a daily fight, even though we are too on a spiritual basis. They are not only in a spiritual, but in a physical environment as well, that they're dealing with the war against the ideals that they represent.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the armor of God covers everything but the back or the backside of you, you know, and mm-hmm. the scripture talks about the breastplate of righteousness and, you know, and the helmet of salvation and sword of truth. And we're covered by the backside by the Spirit of God. He covers us, and then he gives us each other.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, as a community, we should support our law enforcement. We should have their back, you know, and if their agencies don't have things in place to help them cope with and deal with traumatic situations, we should be rattling the cages. Here's the thing. Less than 1% of officers will be involved in officer-involved shooting. Of the 900,000 law enforcement officers, less than 1%. People will riot and they'll take to the streets over that, but you don't hear a single peep about a law enforcement officer that takes his own life. It goes unnoticed. It goes except for their family and their brothers and sisters in blue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we need to be rattling the cages.
Right.
You know, if you want to fuss about tax dollars when they're writing you a ticket, that's your tax dollars. These are lives. These are human beings that have families and they have people that love and care about them. And that's what we need to do. It's time to shake the trees and make something happen and let's change the culture.
And you think about their legacy. What happens with their kids, Adam? And I've seen how and have read how police officers come behind and support the brothers in blue with their families. Yep. But, you know, the father's missing, you know, from all the future events of that family. And what does it do for these children that are now, they're paying the ultimate sacrifice? I mean, their father or their mother's life has been lost while serving this country and serving their neighborhood. And life goes on for them.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, that's one of the biggest heartbreaks is that, you know, what did we miss? How did we miss it? What could we have done? We can't be silent about this anymore. We can't ignore it anymore. We can't brush it under the rug anymore. We have to think long term. And it's going to take a long time to turn this ship around, so to speak. But, we've got to think, you know, what's going to happen if we continue to ignore it in 5 or 10 years?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
What is that suicide rate going to look like in 5 or 10 years? Mm-hmm. It's going to be astronomical if we don't address it now. PTSD, or however you want to label it, mm-hmm. is a real problem in law enforcement. And these children, their families, friends, people that love them, they deserve our very best as citizens of these communities where we've been served for so long. It's time to give back. Mm-hmm. And it's time to make sure that we can do something to help them. And we can do it by praying. We can do it by supporting them and make sure that they know that we back them. We are behind them 100%. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, kind of wrote behind the badges. It'll be something that's out there for as long as we live. You mm-hmm. know, as long as humanity exists, this book will be available in, as a resource.
Right. Adam, as a former law enforcement officer, and you've been very vulnerable in sharing with us today, and I appreciate what you're sharing with us. What do law officers need most? How can we help?
Silent support has to end. Mm-hmm. People need to, the law enforcement officers need to know that we have their back. They need to know we have their back. You know, they need to know we have their back. We need to support them. They need to know we're praying for them. Mm-hmm. Tell them thank you when you see them. Tell them you appreciate them.
Right.
You know, buy them lunch every once in a while. You don't have to tell them that you did it. Do it anonymously.
Exactly.
You know, just they need goodness. Yeah. They need goodness. See, I was talking to a retired physician who worked in the federal prison system, and she was talking about a prisoner who turned his life around, and it was because he was exposed to goodness.
Yeah.
You know, law enforcement, we celebrate people who are evil and criminals who turn their lives around. We need to celebrate our heroes.
Exactly.
We need to do something to help them now. We need to celebrate them. They need to know that we're here for them. They don't want this. Mm. They're not going to tell you. They're not going to ask for it because heroes never ask for a celebration.
Right.
But they deserve it. They deserve our very best.
Adam, how about the way we respect law enforcement? My father taught us early on, especially when we entered into the driving experience, that if we were ever pulled over, that there was a way to conduct yourself to where you did everything you could to put yourself in the police officer's shoes and to do everything you could to reduce any kind of suspicion of threat. You know, my dad said one of the first things you do if you get pulled over at night, turn the interior lights on. Keep your hands up at the top of the wheel. Respect authority. You don't act like some punk, like you didn't deserve to get pulled over or whatever.
That's right.
You know, kind of deal that you only elevate. I mean, the situations that we've seen recently happen in our country, it's because people acted stupidly. I mean, you take on a police officer who already is on guard. He happens, to be empowered to carry a weapon with him. We hope that he would use it responsibly. And as you mentioned, 99% of the time they do that. We talk about the shootings, but we don't talk about how many shootings or murders were averted because you had a police officer with a gun who protected the neighborhood. But we need to raise that level, and I don't care what color skin you have, is you need to respect, and you got to know also that if you happen to be a particular color of skin and you sense that there is some prejudice, even more so, you need to be aware and cautious so that you don't put yourself and add to the threat and of the situation, correct? Is that fair?
Absolutely. It is fair, and it's just time we back the good guys, man. It's time we get back to the basics. And show respect, show honor, and get back to the basics.
Well, this is what our faith teaches us. And again, I thank you, Adam, for the devotional that law officers are being encouraged by, and they're being protected by 365 daily devotions for law enforcement behind the badge. Adam Davis, you can go to his website. Is it adamdavis.com?
It is theadamdavis.com,
ThisAdamDavis.com. For your songs and stories for soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow, perhaps where you live. Rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your songs and stories for soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. In case you missed it, theadamdavis.com, that is the website for Adam Davis and his devotional Behind the Badge, 365 Daily Devotions for Law Enforcement. These numbers were pretty incredible. You know, I had not seen these numbers. 75% of law enforcement officers are divorced. You imagine what their perspective is, right, and what they have to carry with them. All that that represents, you know, for those of us that have experienced divorce, and here they are, they're living with it and, you know, dealing with such a critical job in our neighborhoods and on behalf of we the people. 30% deal with alcohol abuse, suicide, number one cause. I mean, that's pretty shocking. You think that suicide more dangerous to them than, you know, the evil that they have to confront out there. So theadamdavis.com. We're going to talk about, again, as our conversation continues, about the things that we deal with in our culture, the conflicts, you know, and what do you do about it? You know, when somebody is in your face and as contentious as it has become, you know, we were talking earlier that maybe things have mollified a bit. But only a bit. I mean, we're still kind of a 50-50 nation, and there's a lot of emotion that's driving us apart from one another when we need to come together. Well, Brian Jennings is with us right now. He's the lead minister of Highland Park Christian Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He loves his wife of 17 years, Beth, as well as his two sons and two girls. Over the past 7 years, Brian experienced a significant job transition, adopted a girl from Ethiopia, welcome another into his family via birth, and felt the nudge to start writing. And here he is writing about dancing in no man's land. And that's where many of us in the culture find ourselves, in feeling like, well, because of political correctness and the antagonism of our society, and you know, and I'd say more than anything else, it's the political correctness deal, is that you're really not sure what to say, but you feel this responsibility to say something, because people are like heading for a cement wall, and you know, you would do this for anybody, but you know, in today's culture, you know, if you do that, Brian, people are going to look at you as being, you know, homophobic or xenophobic or phobic something, you know, and you're not welcomed to participate in the conversation, are you?
Yeah. Hey, thanks for having me on, and I think a lot of us feel that way. And I remember first feeling this in 2012 when the Affordable Care Act was being debated by the whole country. And I had a good Christian friends tell me, you know, Brian, if you support this bill, then you hate our country. And I had good Christian friends tell me, Brian, if you oppose this bill, you hate the poor. And I remember walking away thinking, man, I guess I'm going to be forced to hate a lot of people.
Right.
And I found myself in this, surely I don't have to hate people regardless of how I come out on this issue. And surely I can love all of the people and we can still have a robust discussion about it without, you know, jumping into a bunker, as I use that metaphor, and just declaring war on everybody else.
Exactly. Well, and this is the problem, is that if we're, you know, in our bunkers, lobbing hand grenades, you know, this really has become, and I think that's an excellent example. I mean, this is World War One all over again. It's trench warfare in the culture, and nobody's conversing here. And the sad thing about it is we need the other person's ideas in order to come to resolution, because that's the way God works. God doesn't work, you know, in bunkers, you know, in the bunker mentality of division. He works in us being unified, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it struck me when I was reading in the book of Daniel, just kind of going through it on my own many years ago, where Nebuchadnezzar issues this decree that all the wise men in the land will be killed. And he sends out his hitman, Arioch, to deliver the news, kind of be his bounty hunter. Right. And he finds Daniel and says, Daniel, you're a dead man walking. All of you are going to be killed. And I'm thinking, what would my response be? I'm going to assemble, you know, people to fight with me, or I'm going to declare him my enemy, or I'm going to try to schmooze and try to get on his good side, or what am I going to do? But Daniel 2:14 says that Daniel responded, like his first response to him was with wisdom and tact. And my jaw just dropped, and I thought, who responds to that news that way with both wisdom and tact? And I began kind of scouring our culture for wisdom and tact, and I wasn't finding a whole lot of it out there. And I thought, but that's the way forward for us, is to not have a knee-jerk, hateful, or defensive reaction, but to actually think with wisdom and tact and to listen. The text keeps saying that Daniel listens to people.
Right.
We see that all throughout. And because of it, not only is he able to hold to his deepest core convictions, even when they smack up against, you know, the king, but as best he can, he still tries to make peace with people, and he refuses to drop either of those ideals. And so I think we learn a lot from Daniel, because he ended up saving the day for a lot of people, because he did not alienate himself. And if he would have declared war on Nebuchadnezzar, he would have ended up dead, and a lot of people would have ended up dead, and he wouldn't have affected any change there. And so I've always respected how he did that. I think there's a lot for us to learn.
Yeah, what I liked about Daniel was, yeah, he listened to people, as you describe here, Brian, but he listened to God first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't give what you don't have. Wisdom comes from God. God says, hey, look, if you lack wisdom, you know, go figure. let's go to the master planner of the universe, the one who's not surprised by our insanity and, you know, our own ideas, which are laughable compared to the ideas that come out of heaven and certainly that come from the throne room of God. But, you know, we don't have, we don't ask, you know, we find ourselves in no man's land. We find ourselves in a place that God doesn't want us to be in. You know, he wants us to be unified. He wants us to be loving. Okay, well, if we're not unified, not loving, what's getting in the way?
Yeah, And I love what my friend Sean Palmer encourages folks to do, is that as soon as they hear something they disagree with, is to respond with this question or this statement, tell me more, instead of that first bit of defensiveness. But I think that allows some room. Most of us don't respond well quickly. I don't. Mm-hmm. As sometimes if we are really quick-witted, that comes back to bite us even.
Yes.
So that, you know, when James tells us to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, I mean, that's in some ways not only wise, it's self-preservation. We really get ourselves into trouble when we're quick to be angry, quick to speak, and we threaten our relationships with our closest loved ones. Mm-hmm. And then certainly on a big scale, you know, you look at whole cities or companies or our country and see where that has gotten us.
Brian, sometimes I think, you know, in the process is that we think we need to be the answer, you know, and we get in the way of God's voice and God speaking to that individual instead of just coming alongside. Because sometimes people just need to hear themselves talk and hear the silliness of their ideas. It doesn't mean you have to agree, and that's where you have to be, you know, a bit cunning and careful about it. Because I used to get accused of this. You know, I'd listen to people, and they would walk away thinking that I endorsed whatever it was that they were saying just because I didn't respond and say, what are you, an idiot? You know, what are you doing here? I mean, sometimes you want to do that, but, you know, it doesn't. But those are those times when you, if you do respond, you just go, oh, I hope that came from the Holy Spirit and it didn't come from me.
Yeah.
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's part of the challenge, so that, you know, you don't want to be part and parcel, but sometimes people just have to fight their way out and hear the words that they're speaking and just go, okay. But I like that. Tell me more. That's I've heard that suggested several times in my lifetime, and I wish I was a better practicer of that. And I appreciate the reminder. So you need to pass on to your friend that he is well lauded this morning, and we give him his due on that. And thank you for the encouragement. We've got more from Brian Jennings. We're talking about his brand new book, Dancing in No Man's Land. You may have found yourself in that particular position and hearing that type of music, and we're going to talk more about it right after this. Stay with us. It's 18 before the top of the hour right now.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906. Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
No matter what comes my way, I'll let my life radiate your light now, always.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and Brian Jennings is with us. He is pastor, lead minister of Highland Park Christian Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and author of the book Dancing in No Man's Land. You know, Brian, you know, the challenge that we have today in this contentious society, especially when you have a marked number of people who have decidedly turned their back on God, and the people of faith say, okay, What am I supposed to do about this?
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly, that the market, according to Gallup here, a survey about 18 months ago, I thought it was quite ironic that the secular community said, hey, we're the Christians. You know, we need a moral compass.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to chuckle a bit, only because what happened is that the secular community said, you know, we don't want to hear the voice of Christianity anymore. We don't want to hear about your God. You know, we want to do as we darn well please. Well, they've been doing this for a while. Their families are in disarray. Their kids are in chaos. Lives are a mess for them. And I'm not saying all across the board, but markedly so, and enough so that people of faith need to be prepared. You know, we have been blessed, and God blesses us so that we can be a blessing. And it's not that we're claiming to be any higher or any better than anybody else. We just we took God for his word, and we chose the redemptive path. And it is one that we know by experience is phenomenal. And we want that for every member of our family, neighbors, people we don't know, strangers, you know, that are suffering. You have a suffering heart because the Father suffers. And we're joined with him, and we have compassion for those that are less fortunate. And we want to reach out, but we should be able to do so with boldness and truth and love. But you can't do that if you're not, if you're not seeking the Father's we talked about earlier and looking for wisdom. And, you know, when people are, you know, you find yourself in a confrontive situation, are you quick to respond to think that you're the answer? I find myself, Brian, I don't know about you, but I find myself in those moments almost entering into a parallel universe where I connect with God and I said, okay, God, you got me in this situation right now. For this moment, what is the aptly spoken word? Or do I just need to just shut up and, you know, and like Jesus and just take it?
Yeah. And, you know, even when we look at Jesus, when hostility comes his way, he responds different ways at different times. When they ask him some kind of, you know, sabotage question where they're trying to trick him or make him fall on his face somehow, You know, there's times where he's really blunt and he calls them out. There's times where he kind of ignores them. There's times where he asks them a question that turns the tables and they can't, you know, they can't answer his question. And there's so many of these times where Jesus shows wisdom and gentleness kind of at the same time instead of just one quick thing. And I don't think there's a one, you know, one size fits all approach when we're in those situations. And that's why I do think that we have to come back to have this deep core conviction that I will hold on to the truth with everything I got. Mm-hmm. And I will do everything I also can to love people.
Exactly.
And the moment we lay down either of those, we've really abandoned the gospel call. And not only have individuals done that, well, we've probably seen some churches do that. We've seen some churches say, well, the truth doesn't really matter anymore, or we're going to define truth how we want to do it. And they've laid down the power of the gospel. And we've also seen some churches that have said, we believe so strongly in the truth that we're going to fight for it. And then that fighting for it ends up looking like fighting people.
Right.
And that is equally as harmful to the gospel, if not more so, because we end up turning people away. And so I think saying, I'm not going to drop either of those. I'm going to keep chasing peace and gentleness and love with people. And at the same time, having this conviction to the truth that I don't have to apologize for. I'm going to hold both at the same time, and that feels messy and difficult.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, it's out of the abundance of the heart, and I often find myself checking my heart on this. And sometimes I'll find myself saying to someone, you're misunderstanding my heart. That's not my intent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, it was the example that Jesus gave us in spite of all these ways. I mean, I admired, how can you help not admire Jesus Christ? But I admire the way, as you said, he dealt in these different situations, you know, with the cunning, he was cunning. With those that were sincerely looking for something. I mean, and even in the cunningness of approaching them, it was for an answer. It was to, you know, help lead them back to the truth. And I think that's the opportunity that we have here.
Right.
Is can we help people? And in the process of doing that, it's not that we are the sole arbiters of truth. You know, God is the truth, and that's where we need to get to. We need to get back to the cross here. And can we help somebody get there? And in doing that, I often find that we help ourselves, you know, understand at a deeper level the truth of God.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the moment I start getting really worried about how everything is going to turn out, I can get in trouble. And I see in Scripture that the command from Jesus is to obey and to not worry about all the outcomes of that obedience. And God has taught me that many times in my life. When we adopted, we found out we were pregnant in the middle of the process. And what the rules say for our agency at that moment anyway, were that if you become pregnant during the process, then you don't get to adopt anymore.
Mm.
We had already seen the picture of our daughter. I was dreaming about her every night. I mean, she was my girl, and we were brokenhearted, and we began to ask people, and the advice we got back from a number of people was hide your pregnancy. You can actually hide it until you actually bring your girl home.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time the agency finds out, it's too late. You've done the paperwork and she's yours. And there's a number of stories of people who've done this. And our adoption agency is a Christian agency. And I was having a hard time in Scripture finding justification for that.
Right, exactly.
And finally, I had a friend who set me down, and as I was talking to him about this and crying about this, and he said, you know, Brian, why are you suddenly pretending like you're in control of any of this? And that's what I needed to hear. And so we ended up said, okay, we're going to be obedient and be honest and upfront. And we called the adoption agency and told them our plight, but we said, we think this is our girl, and here's why. And we laid out our reasons for that, but in the end, we left it in God's hands, and God was really gracious to us, and we were able to still adopt in that, and then gave birth to another little girl 4 months after that.
Mm.
I wouldn't necessarily recommend as great family planning, but
yeah, well, it's like you got twins now, huh?
Yeah, yeah, and so, but it just taught me that we are to obey and to let God figure out the outcomes. If I start trying to figure out all the outcomes, then I start worrying about mm-hmm. what I think is going to be right or best rather than what God just simply tells me to do.
You know, and this is what God, how God calls us to live free. I mean,
yeah.
You know, to be in that freedom consciousness. Imagine, Brian, had you gone on with the ruse, the weight of enslavement or compromise that you and your family would be carrying to this day, you and your wife would be carrying with you. You know, that's not what God wants. God wants us to be liberated. You know, this is what Jesus came for. So, and that's just one minor aspect. And how many times do we compromise, you know, God's intent for our life because we think that we're going to see it according to our own eyes instead of, seeking God's wisdom, right?
Yeah.
I'm so glad you shared that story with us because I know it's going to be an encouragement to many others. Brian, in your book, you talk about, you know, and you kind of brought this up a little bit with churches and sometimes people as well just decide, okay, well, you know, I'm going to just, you know, set my compass. This is just the way it is. And I'm going to, you know, harden myself to a certain plan and strategy that is not very loving. And in the process of doing that, we really end up, you know, stopping the conversation and blocking, you know, God's liberal flow, if I might say, of healing.
Yeah. Yeah, I do a little bit of study just from the book of Galatians in my book. And one of the things that has jumped out to me in the book of Galatians is right before you get to the fruit of the Spirit, you have all of these big, ugly sins, as we would kind of define them in our human terms, of sexual immorality and impurity and debauchery and idolatry, witchcraft. But then you've got eight straight sins, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, and on, eight straight sins listed that kind of all fall under the umbrella of not getting along. Mm. And we realize how much God despises it when we beat up each other. And specifically in the church, but just when we beat up anybody, you know, verbally or, and sometimes we use the excuse of, I care about truth, as a cover for being unkind to people. And
exactly.
I don't see a whole lot of books that get sold that are written about gentleness, or a whole lot of sermons even preached about gentleness. Mm-hmm. And I think we neglect that fruit of the Spirit. But God wants us to be gentle people. And, you know, I talk about how a horse, if the horse isn't gentle, it can be really, really powerful, but it's of no use to the rider. It's not until it's gentle. And I once had a cowboy rancher friend showing me on his horse how his horse had become so accustomed to him that all he had to do was look one direction and the horse would feel his weight shift and move that direction. Mm. And I think that's really what God wants for our lives, to be so gentle with listening to God and being gentle with people that we sense his movement. And he doesn't have to whip
it. Exactly.
We got
to leave it right there, Brian. Again, congratulations. Thank you for the book, Dancing in No Man's Land. Brian Jennings on Bill Martinez Live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigerator.